as a moral stricture it is, perhaps, the noblest statement of mankind. But as a prophecy, it is still, unfortunately, unfulfilled. Indeed, the momentum would seem to be going in the opposite direction. But perhaps this movement might be reversed if we could but manage to make the prosaic implements of peace as glamorous, as exciting, and shall we say, as sexy as those dynamic instruments of war.
But who would want to kill Zoltan's order? He was the kindest, sweetest, happiest person I ever met.
Was he?
Oh, yes. He never thought of himself, only of humanity. Completely unselfish.
Maybe that was his problem.
Could have been. He wanted to give everything away.
Is that why you killed him?
Me? What are you saying? Why would I kill him?
Because everything that he wanted to give away belonged to you.
Our mystery drama, Formula Z, The Protector, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Patricia Elliott. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Avoid paying outrageous prices for out-of-season produce next winter by preserving fresh summer fruits and vegetables now with canning supplies from True Value Hardware Stores. Hi, Pat Summerall to say the Nesco Electric Cannery for just $24.99 automatically maintains the right temperature for steaming and canning. Or freeze foods in convenient boilable bags with the Daisy Seal-O-Meal 2, now just $18.99. And get a box of replacement bags for just $3.29 at participating True Value Hardware Stores and Home Centers.
Ow, why'd you slap my hand?
Stop nibbling the food till it's cooked.
I'm starving.
Well, control yourself. You know you should lose weight.
I'd love to, but I hate starving and taking pills.
Try the AIDS diet plan.
AIDS?
Appetite suppressant candy cubes.
Both AIDS cubes and diet pills help curb hunger, but AIDS do more. Help satisfy your need to taste, chew, and enjoy.
More meat?
I'm fine, dear.
You're sticking to your diet.
Thanks to AIDS.
AIDS help curb hunger and satisfy taste. Use only as directed.
This is Bob Benkert of the Claymore Lioness, and I'd like to talk to the women in the audience about our summer sale. The profile of the woman who shops the Claymore Lioness is one which is discriminating and demanding of exceptional quality and conservative styling. She considers her clothing purchases as investments because she carefully selects and coordinates each item to reflect her image. She shops a sale just as she shops regularly, not buying by impulse, but by careful selection and sensible choices, to ensure that even her sale purchases are great investments. This summer, afflicted by the rotten economy and a cold spring, offers a greater than normal selection of fabulous women's wear in the Claymore Lioness, all marked down for the summer sale. So come and see us at the Claymore Lioness for that dash of panache. Only now it's on sale. The Lioness, in the Claymore shop, four blocks north of Maple on Old Woodward in Birmingham.
At 75, Wally Shugrue is still active and vigorous. Many years ago, he had retired from the police department after a long and honorable career. Because he feels he must be productive, he has taken a job as a night watchman in a paint factory. Popular, well-liked Wally Shugrue is 75, but he'll never see 76. Wally Shugrue doesn't know it, but he has less than 1 minute to live. It is midnight of a February morning. The snow, which had been falling earlier, has stopped. But it is freezing cold. Wally, who has just checked out the doors in the factory area, heads for the laboratory to make himself a steaming hot cup of coffee. As he opens the door to the lab, he sees two men. But before he can say a word...
Mr. Bueller?
Yes, I'm Joe Bueller.
I'm Lieutenant Webster, homicide. You own this plant?
Yes, my grandfather owned it, my father owned it, now I own it. Bueller's Paint and Varnish since 1910. Here, we're very strong in New England, mid-Atlantic states. We're starting to do well in the Deep South, too. He's dead, huh, Wally?
Yes.
They just called me. Come down to the factory. I was fast asleep. anyone tell his wife?
I believe so.
How did it happen?
He was shot down as he walked into the lab. What's to steal around here?
Paint.
Paint?
Sells for $20, $25 a gallon, depending on how the stores mark it up. I turn out the best quality product. Ask anybody, even my competitors.
If they were out for paint, they'd have a truck, a big one, to make it worthwhile, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Well, there are no truck tire marks in the snow near the warehouse area.
Well, then I don't know.
What could they have been after in the lab?
In the lab? Well, mixers, centrifuges, all kinds of things, but none of it's missing. Oh, I'd like to get the guy that did this to Wally.
So would I.
What if I offer a reward? I will personally pay $10,000 for the arrest and conviction. How will that help?
It wouldn't hurt.
Wally Shugrue. Did you know Moretta?
No, he was before my time, Captain.
Yeah, he was a good cop. Everybody loved him, even most of the hoods he brought in.
What have we got so far, Captain?
Well, we know he stopped four slugs, two 9mm, two 30 calibers. Two guns, two killers.
That I already figured out.
Oh, how?
They got in through the laboratory window. I could see two sets of footprints in the snow. They led all the way to the end of the block where a car had been parked. What else?
That's it, not a clue.
Fingerprints?
Cupboard is bare, Loretta.
Oh, maybe not absolutely bare.
Well, so far, there's nothing to chew on.
Sometimes nothing can be as good as a feast.
Oh, you going to treat me to some philosophy, Loretta?
Unless you have a truck to load with paint cans, why hit that factory in the first place?
Well, office equipment. Electric typewriters, calculators, those new word processors. All that is valuable.
And it's all pretty heavy. Why park the car all the way down the block?
I still say it had to be some gun-happy hoods cruising around, and that factory was a target of opportunity.
I don't think so. I say they had a reason to hit that particular plant. They were after something.
Well, there's nothing to steal except paint. And they didn't have a truck.
Then they were after somebody.
Who?
The only person who was there.
Wally? Why?
Well, what else makes sense?
Who would want to kill Wally?
Who would want to kill you or me or any cop? How do you know who could be nursing a grudge?
Yeah. How do you know?
Lieutenant Webster?
Yes?
I'm Officer Carmel, Lillian Carmel.
What can I do for you, Officer?
It's about Wally Shugrue.
Oh, are you working on that, too?
Well, I really don't know if I have anything.
Well, what do you think you have?
Well, now that I review it in my mind...
Yes?
I can see where it might sound crazy.
Please, let me be the judge of that.
Well, we just bought this house. The place is a mess. My husband... I should tell you, he's a civilian. He teaches English in high school. He wants to be a writer, but... Well, anyway, he goes to buy paint for the outside. He comes back. I look at the bill. It's about $30 a gallon. Hey, I said to him, what'd you buy there, gold? He says to me, nope, but I just might have solved your murder for you. Look at the name on the can. Do you know what that name was, Lieutenant?
I would imagine Bueller Paint and Varnish Company.
It is the most expensive exterior paint you can buy.
How does that solve the case?
My husband asked, why does it cost so much? And the paint store man said, because nothing else can protect the outside like this one does. And Bueller will make a fortune with it because it's their own secret formula. So my husband says to me, Wally Shugrue was murdered in the lab. That's where they keep the formula. The killers must have broken in there to steal it. I don't know, Lieutenant. Is it crazy?
Oh, yes, we call it Bueller's Exclusive Formula Z, the Protector. What do you think of that name?
Well, I suppose it's all right, Mr. Bueller. Is it really a secret formula?
It sure is.
Why is it so good?
Well, now, you take a house with a wood exterior, right? This material seals it like a drum. and still lets it breathe.
Who'd want to steal that formula?
Who would want to steal the formula? I don't know. Who would like to steal it? Right. Well, now, that's another story.
Let me hear it.
This thing took the whole industry by surprise. It'll be worth millions. So naturally, everyone would like to have it. But I'm the only one that's got it.
This secret formula, where is it kept? Would it be in a safe?
That's what the crooks could have figured. But no, it's in a computer.
You can keep it in a computer?
Oh, it's got a special programming code.
And who knows it?
Just me.
Did you invent the formula?
Me? Oh, no.
Who did?
They're my chemist.
Then he knows it, too.
Well, he's dead.
Dead? When did he die?
Oh, had to be 2 months ago, yes. Yes, that's right.
How did he die?
Oh, actually, he was killed.
By whom?
Well, you'd know more about that than I would. He was mugged. They never caught the, I guess you call them the perpetrators.
What was his name?
Zauder. Zoltan Zauder.
Where do we stand on Wally Shagru, Loretta?
Well, they may not have been after Wally.
Well, you built up such a logical theory.
I now have an even better one. A new paint. Bueller's exclusive formula Z, the protector.
So?
It's going to make millions. The killers could have been after that formula.
Oh. Well, is it kept in a safe in the lab?
Nope. It's locked in a computer. But they have no way of knowing that. Recently, there was a mugging victim, Zoltan Zauder.
That name doesn't ring a bell.
Zauder is the chemist who came up with the formula. Now, I went through the file. There's no lead at all.
Well, maybe it wasn't a mugging then.
It could have been a hired killing. Or a mugging that went too far.
How do you mean?
Well, somebody wanted that formula. Zauder wouldn't play ball. Some strong arms were sticked on him as a warning. But you know how some of those hoods are. They see blood, they can't stop.
A thought. Joe Bueller.
Why?
Well, Zauder came up with the invention, but Bueller's the one to get rich. Maybe Zauder complained. Maybe Joe was afraid Zauder would sell it to the competition.
I think I'll pay Mr. Joe Bueller another call. There's a new approach, Mr. Bueller. Suppose that it wasn't a mugging.
Oh, then what was it?
A bought and paid for murder.
Who'd want to have Zoltan murdered?
You might.
Me? Why?
You could be afraid he'd sell the formula.
He'd be crazy to do that.
Why?
Well, I gave him 25% of it.
You did?
Yes, and where could he get a better deal? And I didn't have to give him anything. In most outfits, they don't.
Can you prove you gave him a share in it?
Well, I can have my attorney show you the contract.
Tell me about Zoltan Zauder. Where was he from?
Oh, one of those countries in Middle Europe. Didn't like to talk about it. I had a chemist. Been with the company 50 years, before I was born. And my grandfather hired him. He finally died. I advertised for a new one. Zoltan Zauder showed up. I remember it was 3 years ago. He walked in here, sat down in that chair you're sitting in. I looked through his application. Well, Mr. Zauder, I see you have a degree from the University of Prague, graduate studies at the University of Leiden. You work for Calichemy in Katowice.
Do I get the job?
Well, none of it's exactly in paint chemistry. Well,
chemistry is chemistry, no? Chemistry from the old Arabic, alchemy, which became alchemy, the magic art of the Middle Ages.
I'm not looking for a magician.
Yes, you are. You are looking for the magic formula that will suddenly make every other paint on the market obsolete.
Yeah, there's no such magic formula.
But there is.
Even if there were, in a year, 2 years, three at the most, the competition can crack it. And everybody's got it.
But you have a head start. A year, 2 years. And when they discover the secret, we shall have created another.
Hmm.
I would not labor for just any paint factory.
No?
I have chosen yours because you need me.
I need you.
You are old-fashioned. Your product is the same as the one made by your father and his father.
Well, if it was good enough for them...
But it is not good enough for you. Or for these dynamic times. Let me transform you into a modern company. A great and rich enterprise. Let me transform Bueller Paint into the world's greatest factory.
And what makes you think you can do that?
I will do it. If it kills me.
I never will forget the tone of his voice when he said it. I'll do it if it kills me. I don't know. Did it kill him?
The fact is, he was killed. And there is a connection between his murder and Wally Shagrew's. Or there isn't. One thing we do know. Two people who worked for that company have been killed in the past 2 months. Could there be something in that factory that is hazardous to one's health? The second act is only a short intermission away.
Daddy, every time you laugh, you cough.
Because I'm a smoker.
Why don't you stop?
I've tried.
Use Bantron. It's on TV.
Bantron? Bantron smoking deterrent tablets help you break the cigarette habit because they help ease your craving for nicotine. The more you want to stop smoking, the more Bantron helps.
Daddy, you don't cough anymore.
I don't smoke anymore.
Bantron helps you break the cigarette habit. Use only as directed.
I'm Beverly Sills. You know, just living has taught me to appreciate the value of every baby's life and its potential talent. There have been many writers, painters, and musicians who have shown us all what the struggle over handicaps is like. I've seen similar triumphs through the March of Dimes. As national chairman for the Mother's March on Birth Defects, I ask you to volunteer for the Mother's March this year. The March of Dimes saves babies. You can help. Please.
When you turn on the 11 o'clock news tonight, you'd like to think that what you're watching is the best newscast in Detroit, especially if it's the only newscast you've had a chance to watch all day. You want reporters who'll give you the best possible coverage of news, weather, and sports, reports that are up to date, exacting, uncompromising. News 4 tonight at 11 gives you just that, but not only just that. It gives you special features and reports that gives it an edge over other newscasts. Information that could translate into an added edge for you. A consumer tip that might alter your shopping list. A warning about that latest Hollywood blockbuster destined to bomb at the box office. It's this kind of complete reporting that qualifies News 4 at 11 as the best late-night newscast you can watch in Detroit. And it's this kind of reporting that won it this year's Emmy Award for Excellence. So tonight, don't settle for anything less than the award winner. News 4 tonight at 11. Thousands have already switched. Now the one we want is you.
In the old days, the rich and the powerful owned lands. They also owned the lives of the people who worked them. When one rich man wanted to take his neighbor's land, he armed his people, and they would try to take it by force. Today, our powerful people own businesses and factories. They still fight with other powerful people who own other factories and businesses. But it's no longer a bloody pitched battle, although there can be a certain amount of bloodshed behind the scenes.
Yes, Lieutenant, he transformed this company. We're no longer a sleepy little factory. We are now a force to be reckoned with in the industry.
So, Zoltan's order was good for Bueller Paint.
Well, that remains to be seen.
Why? You're going to make millions.
I don't get to spend much time at home anymore. I know that sounds dumb. All right, we'll see what happens. One thing I know... I was very good to him. I gave him a piece of the action. And I'm even good to him now when he's dead.
In what way?
Well, I give his wife a pension every month, even though he didn't work here long enough to qualify for one. She's not even his wife.
Well, then, what is she?
No, I don't know. These days, people don't go in for marriages. They have meaningful relationships. Now you tell me what that means.
Who is this woman?
Zelda.
Zelda who?
Zelda... Oh, let me think. Oh, wait, the bookkeeper would know. He sends her the check every week.
And she is the woman he lived with?
Myrov. Yeah, that's her name. It just came to me. Zelda Myrov.
Miss Myrov, who would have wanted to murder Zoltan?
Who? Your police were here 2 months ago. They asked the same question.
Do you have the same answer?
I told them I don't know. I tell you I don't know. Why do you keep asking?
Well, it's the only way we can learn.
Learn? Learn what?
How long did you know Zoltan Zodra?
15 years. We were students together at Prague.
You're also a chemist?
No. I am an economist. A political economist.
Where are you employed, Miss Myra?
Why are these questions being asked? I am a cocktail waitress at the Dogwood Tree.
With your background?
I am lucky to have a job.
What did you do before you came to this country?
I was editor of a weekly economic newspaper.
Why did you come to this country?
Zoltan wanted to come to America.
Why?
Zoltan said, let us go to America where there is freedom. Much good the freedom did him. He was not free to walk in the street.
Tell me, now that Zoltan is dead, do you think you will go back?
How can I go back? Zoltan. They declared him an enemy of the people's government.
And you?
I am considered his consort.
And you can't think of any reason why Zoltan was killed?
Oh, yes, I can. And so can you. Some hooligans wanted his money. But did they have to kill him? They could have asked.
Could he have been killed because of some connection back home?
I think maybe you see too many motion pictures.
Are you happy here?
Zoltan was happy here.
No, that's not what I asked you.
My family, my friends, my language are over there.
And what about freedom?
I don't know if freedom alone is enough.
Miss Myrov, we're trying to apprehend his murderers. Let us know if you can think of anything that might be of help, will you?
Of course.
Captain, I want 24-hour surveillance on Joe Bueller and on Zelda Myrov.
You got it.
It doesn't matter who we put on Joe Bueller. We should have a policewoman on Zelda Myrov.
Okay.
Well, we have an officer, Lillian Carmel. Yes, in civvy, she should be exactly the right type for this.
All right, Lillian Carmel. What else?
Do we have anything new on Wally?
Loretta, we've had people run a net through every square foot of the area. There's not a peep yet.
Now, backtracking on the Zoltan Zorder mugging. The bullet taken from Zorder's body, does it match any of those that killed Wally?
No, we checked that. But it doesn't have to mean anything. What do you think of the Myrov woman?
Well, there may be something there.
Like what?
I don't know. Too many things are pulling at her.
You think she could have been in on it?
No, probably not. But she knows more than she's telling. Lieutenant Webster. Oh, sure. Have her come in, please. Ah, Miss Myrov. Won't you sit down?
Thank you. I have come here to ask you a question. Can I expect a truthful answer?
Yes.
Why am I being followed?
Are you sure you're being followed?
That is not an answer.
Well, who do you think is following you?
A blonde-haired girl with blue eyes, perhaps 27 years old. A policewoman.
Are you sure she's a policewoman?
She is wearing civilian clothes. Oh, no matter. In my country, we learn to recognize policemen almost from the cradle.
Well,
she's very good. I would not like to have this make a black mark against her. She could fool 99% out of 100, but I am an expert.
Obviously.
You have not answered my question.
Yes, she is watching you.
Why?
Well, among other things, for your own protection.
Why do I need protection?
Well, your husband, that is to say, your companion, was murdered.
What does that have to do with me?
Your life may also be in danger.
And what are the other reasons?
Well, you may know more than you're telling us.
You suspect me.
You could be involved.
In that case, why you do not have me arrested?
Well, things don't work that way in this country.
Are you sorry?
No, not at all. I think that's the way it should be. Why are you so antagonistic?
Because you are the police.
Oh, I am not the police. I'm a homicide detective. I'm involved with two murders, which may be connected. I don't know what your experience has been with the police, where you come from, but really, things are quite different here. To begin with, you don't even have to answer my questions.
You have asked me, who would want to kill Zoltan?
Yes.
Why you do not ask Mr. Joe Bueller?
Why should I ask him?
How do we know he did not kill Zoltan?
Joe Bueller killed Zoltan.
Oh, Joe Bueller has paid hooligans to kill Zoltan? Will you ask him?
Yes. But before I ask him, let me ask you. Why would he pay to have Zoltan murdered?
Because they have had a big fight.
When?
Just before Zoltan died.
About what?
I cannot say. I came home. I saw Joe Bueller's automobile outside. I went into the house. I could hear them. It was a very loud quarrel.
Are you mad, Zoltan?
No, Joseph. I am completely sane.
But why?
Believe me, Joseph. Do not ask me why.
I have the right to know why. It's my paint.
It is also my paint.
Oh, be reasonable.
Trust me. Oh, Zelda.
And what is this about, this argument?
Nothing. Nothing at all. It is just a difference of opinion between Mr. Bueller and me.
Zoltan, what are you hiding from me?
I said it is nothing.
That isn't true.
This is not the concern of a woman.
Zoltan, we'll talk about this at the plant tomorrow. Maybe after a good night's sleep, you'll see things different. We won't have to talk about it at all.
Zoltan, what are you keeping from me?
Nothing, I tell you. It is nothing.
And was it nothing?
I don't know what it was. He would not say another word.
And you never found out?
2 days later, he was dead.
Yes, this was a strong argument he was having with Mr. Bueller.
Very strong. Very loud. Very angry.
I don't remember ever having an argument with Zoltan. Who said I had arguments with him?
Zelda Myroff.
Zelda?
She said she came home one afternoon and you were at the house having an argument about...
No, that's just a difference of opinion.
According to Zelda, it was very loud and very angry.
Zoltan was a pretty emotional guy. Now, I may strike you as easygoing, but when it comes to business, I've been known to blow my top.
And what did you blow your top about this time?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't even remember.
You said to Zoltan, I have the right to know. After all, it's my paint.
I said that?
Yes, you said that. Now, what did you have the right to know?
Well, like I say, Lieutenant Webster, I don't even remember.
What was he keeping from you? What did you have the right to know?
Oh, this was one of those arguments that took place more than 2 months ago. How can I be expected?
It also took place 2 days before he was killed.
Lieutenant Webster, I would like to help you. I just don't remember. That's all.
Mr. Bueller, this is a murder investigation. The department is going all out. Wally Shagrew was shot down in cold blood.
And are you saying that I had something to do with that?
No, but I insist that Wally's murder and Zoltan's orders are linked together. Now, Wally was like a father to half the police force. The department will never let this die down. We're going to break it open, so you had better tell me everything that you know, voluntarily.
But I... All right. I'll tell you what the argument was about.
Why couldn't you have told me before?
Well, I guess I should have, but...
Yes, but...
As soon as I tell you, you'll say that I had the perfect motive for wanting to kill Zoltan's order. That's why I tried to get out of it. Zoltan said that he had something vital to say to me. Couldn't you say it at the plant, I asked. No, he answered. I want to make sure that no one overhears me. And then he told me that we had to take Formula Z, the protector, off the market. He didn't want us to sell even one more gallon.
Why?
Why, indeed. There's no better place to drop a second act curtain. So that is exactly what we shall do. And I can promise you the full and unvarnished answer in Act 3, which shall arrive shortly.
Wednesday on CBS Television.
I'm the sheriff, and I'm in charge here.
Cass Malloy is a woman sheriff who just can't get any respect.
I thought you were in charge.
I'm working on it.
But when a crazy used car salesman takes her gun and offers hostage, you can be sure she'll know what to do.
Ralph, we have to talk face to face.
No!
Please! I'm thinking of trading up to a much bigger car.
Great, come on in.
Outrageous comedy on Cass Malloy, Wednesday at 8:30, 7:30 Central and Mountain. On CBS Television.
When you get it,
itchy red skin,
get Colgate. When you get it,
darn bug,
get Colgate. When you get it,
ooh, touch of poison ivy,
get Colgate.
Cordate gently works with your body's natural defenses. It's all you need for the relief of dermatitis and other minor itches and rashes.
When you get
itchy eczema,
get Cordate.
Read and follow label directions.
There is no reason to pay a luxury price for something as essential as a pair of eyeglasses. And the Eyeglass Factory will prove that to you. They have almost 2,000 different eyeglass frames in stock. It's the largest selection in the Midwest. In addition to the selection, savings of 30 to 50% below what you've been paying at optometric centers. Complete eye examinations, discounts for senior citizens, complete repair service, the major vision insurance plans accepted. When you need eyeglasses, you need the Eyeglass Factory. With three locations to serve you, the Eyeglass Factory of Oak Park is on Coolidge, just south of 9 Mile Road. Phone 542-2200. The Eyeglass Factory of Redford, on Plymouth Road, halfway between Beach Daily and Inkster Roads. Phone 937-1340. And the Eyeglass Factory of Farmington Hills, on Orchard Lake Road, between 12 and 13 Mile. Phone 553-3820.
Stick with me and you'll make millions. That was what chemist Zoltan Zoda said to his employer, Joe Bueller. And unlike the overwhelming majority of such promises, this one is on the verge of coming true. So what's the problem? The problem is, or was, that suddenly Zoltan Zoda said to Joe Bueller, in effect, we really don't want to make all those millions, do we? It does seem to me the differences of opinion of this kind could easily lead to murder.
Here we have a gold mine. It was like having a license to print money. Check the stores. That paint just walks off the shelves.
And he wanted you to stop selling it. Just like that.
Just like that.
Sure. You had a right to an explanation.
You would think so, wouldn't you? Yeah, but there was no arguing with him. I mean, there was no way to win an argument.
But how could he justify it?
He just stood there. His face was very drawn and pale. His fists were clenched so tight that I could see the whites of his knuckles. And his voice... Oh, I'll never forget how troubled his voice was. He kept saying over and over again,
we have to take it off the market, Joseph. We must take it off the market.
Why?
Trust me.
Well, tell me why.
I cannot. Don't ask me.
You're talking about millions of dollars.
I know.
It was your idea to make millions of dollars.
We will make them with something else.
What?
I don't know, but I will think of something. I came up with Formula Z, the protector. I can create something else, something even better. I am sure to have another great idea.
You already had your great idea, Formula Z.
Joe, I insist.
Are you mad?
No, I am sane.
But why?
Do not ask me why.
Look, it's my pain.
It is also my pain.
Oh, be reasonable.
Trust me. Oh, Zelda.
Just then she came in. And that was the end of the argument.
Was it continued the next day?
No, that next morning I went off to an industry convention. Came back late the following night, and that's when he was murdered. I never saw him again.
And you never found out why he wanted the paint taken off the market?
No.
Why, do you suppose?
I can't even make a guess.
Tell me, could there be something dangerous in that paint?
Well, now, that was my first thought. I figured maybe he was being idealistic. Although, if there was something harmful to people or the environment, I'd be the first to say scrap it.
But could there be something hazardous in the paint?
This stuff gets lots of tests before we put it out. And some of the consumer magazines we advertise in, they run it through their labs to okay it from that angle.
Then why?
You think it hasn't been driving me nuts?
Lieutenant Webster.
Lieutenant, this is Sergeant Miller over at the police lab. There's a note to call you.
Sergeant, I don't know if there's anything here, but that paint, the Bueller exclusive Formula Z, the protector?
Yeah.
This is scraping the bottom of the barrel, but Zorder was a refugee from behind the Iron Curtain. He may have been murdered for political reasons. It may have been somehow tied in with the paint.
How?
Well, maybe you can tell me.
I understand it's a great paint, but why would they kill him for it?
What else could it be used for?
Well, it could only be used for painting.
Painting what? Look, what I'm saying is let your imagination run wild. See what you can come up with.
Loretta, we never had so many people working so hard to crack a case. Now, we've never had so little to show for it.
Captain, I get this feeling that we may never have anything to show for it.
You mean you don't think we'll ever find the killer?
We may find him, or her, but it may not do us any good.
Why? Why do you say that?
Well, I don't know. I just have this hunch that this thing is going to be too big for us. There may be an international aspect to these murders that can take it out of our hands.
Again, I ask you why.
Again, I can only answer. It's a hunch.
Okay. Could we assume that Joe Bueller killed Zorda?
I would be inclined to suspect him, except for one thing. Wally Shagrew. What motive would Joe have for going there in the middle of the night to murder Wally? And since there were two guns, who was in it with him?
Zelda Myrov.
Why?
She's the only other name we have. You're still operating on the theory that the killings are interconnected.
Well, does any other theory make sense? Somebody wanted something from Zorder, or they wanted him to do something. He balked, they killed him.
Why kill Wally, too?
Well, evidently they didn't get what they wanted.
It being the formula.
They went to the lab. Wally just happened to be there.
I wish this was one of those cop movies.
Why?
So I could go home and forget it. Besides, in all those pictures, the killer always leaves a loose end or a clue.
I know. And our killers didn't oblige us at all.
Lieutenant Webster? I'm Sergeant Miller from the lab.
Oh, please, sit down, Sergeant.
You said, let your imagination run riot. Well, I did.
Have you got anything?
Well, I said to myself, why would they want this formula? If it was another paint company, I could see it. There's a lot of money. It's a beautiful product. But you said, do the intrigue bit.
And where did that take you?
Well, I found out what it could be used for.
Yes?
And the reason I came up with it is you said go way out into left field, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, what about a military aspect? And that opened a whole line of approach. How could paint be useful? Well, for one thing, in avoiding detection for aircraft or missiles.
How?
Well, you see, the trick is to get your attack planes and missiles past the enemy warning systems. Now, what do those mainly consist of? Infrared sensors. You know what they do?
No, I'm not sure.
Well, you see, these sensors are attracted to the heat of the approaching missiles, and they lock in on them. And then you can shoot them down.
Oh, I understand.
But there is an ingredient in this paint that repels those sensing devices, those locking devices.
What?
I don't know. Maybe it's something that'd take a long time to identify, or maybe it's the way the components react to each other. But that paint actually turns back or in some way will not absorb those infrared sensors.
Sergeant, it looks like this thing is now bigger than both of us.
I would say it's bigger than all of us.
How did they find out about the formula?
Who?
The people who killed him.
Why, ask me?
Miss Myra, we can go about this in a variety of ways. First, I could turn you over to the government.
Why?
Let's not fence with each other. Look, I'm the only friend you have right now.
How do I know I can trust you?
I'm afraid you have no choice.
I can't go back there. Not anymore. Oh, I wanted to go back. You will never know. Look at us. We must both be the same age. Would you like to be far away from your own country forever?
No.
Speak another language, never see the sights, the familiar scenes of your growing up, your family, your friends. Would you like that?
No. But I would try to make the best of it.
Oh, yes. It is better than being dead. So Tom came home one night. He was excited. Oh, how he was dancing up and down for joy.
The paint, Zelda. The paint.
It is a success, Zelda.
It has another use. Another totally different value. I never dreamed. It goes far beyond decorating houses.
I don't understand.
Zelda, I will take it off of the market.
You will take it off the market?
I will make a gift of it to the government.
Why?
To show my gratitude to this great country which has been so good to me.
So, Tom...
Zelda, I came here hopeless. Penniless. This country opened its arms to me. I have a job. I have a home. I have a future. I can even become rich.
But why take the paint off the market?
Because I do not want anyone else to stumble into the secret by accident.
So, Dad, listen to me.
Not another word, Zelda. My mind is made up. This must be the end of it.
But it wasn't the end of it.
What happened?
I wanted to go home. America was home to Zoltan, but not to me. And so I called certain people. A woman came to see me one afternoon at the place where I am a waitress.
You are Zelda Mayrov.
Yes.
You wish to come home?
Yes.
Why?
I was foolish, stupid.
How do we know this change of heart is for you?
I swear to you.
How do we know you are telling the truth?
I speak with Zoltan.
Why?
Because he has perfected something, invented something.
What?
He hasn't told me, but it is very important.
And?
Tell him that if he shares it with his own people, all will be forgiven. And once again, we can go home. Home.
Very well. We shall find out if you are telling the truth.
And so, you sold Zoltan down the river?
No. I only wanted to go home. I thought he would see it the same way once the opportunity presented itself. But you know what he said?
Zelda, I am home now. This is my home. There is a poem. I learned it when I came here. This is my own, my native land.
But you weren't born here.
Yes, yes, I was. I have become a new person, a happier person, a person who can fulfill himself. Zelda, this is our own, our native land.
Did you tell him what you had done?
How could I? He would have thrown me out of the house, put me out of his life. And I only wanted to go home. I thought that would be the end of it. But they sent some men to talk to him. And when he wouldn't listen, they killed him.
Who were those men?
I don't know.
You must tell me.
I don't know. Hired hooligan.
And who's the woman you contacted?
Must I tell?
You must tell us everything you know. What do we do now, Captain?
As you said, Loretta, it's out of our hands.
The woman?
She's part of their consulate. She has immunity.
Even for a capital crime?
Maybe. Maybe not. But the minute they get an idea that something's up, they'll fly her right out of the country.
What you're saying is they are going to get away with it.
Yes and no. Wally and Zoltan's order, we have to look at them as casualties. It's a struggle. It goes on every day. We lose people. They lose people. Poor Wally. He didn't even know why he was killed.
So, Captain, what are we going to do? We've got half the force out looking. Do we call them off?
How can we?
What's going to happen?
Lieutenant, only three people in the department know the real story. You, me, and Sergeant Miller. We can never say a word about it to anyone else.
But it isn't right.
It isn't a total loss, either. Meanwhile, we have the secret of the paint. It'll be used for our planes and our missiles, not theirs.
But what about all the cops working day and night?
After a while, the thing blows over. Everything blows over.
And Wally, a cop has been murdered. His killers will never be brought to justice.
It won't be the first time that's happened, Loretta. Nor will it be the last.
Now, that isn't entirely true. They probably will be brought to justice. Those people work for a very exacting and unforgiving government. And they did botch the job. They will pay for it heavily once they arrive home. I shall arrive again at this exact spot.
Thanks, waiter. I've had enough. How can you refuse such great food to stay thin?
Oh, I wish I could lose weight.
Go on a diet.
With Diet Pills?
Something different. The AIDS Diet Plan. AIDS, appetite suppressant candy cubes.
Both AIDS cubes and Diet Pills help curb hunger, but AIDS do more. Help satisfy your need to taste, chew, and enjoy.
Say when.
When?
So soon? You're eating like a bird.
Thanks to AIDS.
AIDS help curb hunger and satisfy taste. Use only as directed.
One slice and you're out of breath.
I smoke, remember?
Oh, I wish you'd quit.
You know I've tried.
Then use Bantron.
Bantron smoking deterrent tablets help you break the cigarette habit because they help ease your craving for nicotine. The more you want to stop smoking, the more Bantron helps.
Come on, one more left.
You're
not even friends. The less I smoke, the better I feel.
Bantron helps you break the cigarette habit. Use only as directed.
If you've been putting money aside, you can almost see inflation eroding its buying power. Unless it's earning high interest rates or a substantial dividend. And right now, thanks to Dreyfus Liquid Assets, even a small investment can profit from the currently high interest rates with complete cash availability. Think of your Dreyfus Liquid Assets account as an income-earning investment with free checking privileges. Privileges that allow you to pay bills and still earn money till the check's clear. You can even withdraw all or part of your cash by phone. There's never a penalty, never a sales or withdrawal charge. To get all the details, call toll-free 800-228-5000 for a simple no-jargon information booklet and a prospectus including management fee, charges, and expenses. Find out how Dreyfus Liquid Assets helps you get the lion's share from today's high interest rates. Read the prospectus carefully before you invest. 800-228-5000. No charge for the call. 800-228-5000. Call now.
Yes, there is a war. Most silent and unseen. And it is waged without surcease between the secret services of conflicting nations. Although there are casualties, and many of those may be innocent bystanders, it is better that we have these small and limited skirmishes among individuals than the general havoc of open, all-out warfare. Our cast included Patricia Elliott, Mandel Kramer, Ray Owens, and Evie Juster. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is Tammy Grimes, inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time.